The president of Orange Theory Fitness, Blake McDonald, joins us now. Blake, how are you doing?
Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Wanted to discuss a few things. I know people at Orange Theory were upset about some comments that were made a few weeks ago on the station. I guess my first thing for you is the people that get upset about the claims of the calories being burned off 36 hours later. How factual is that?
Well, you know, and it's, I don't think we were too upset about what was said about the brand. And you know, I do appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk a little bit about what we're doing, because you know, the reality is we're in the business of getting people off the couch and getting people results. And you know, it's unfortunate that we have certain individuals in the industry that maybe are, you know, self-serving, and they feel they need to come on and tell everyone that their way is the only way. I mean, it does a huge injustice to our industry, and it makes it seem like getting results is complicated and expensive and unattainable for people who don't have time or money. And the reality is, the notion isn't true. Any fitness concept that gets you off the couch and moving is a way better than the alternative. And you know, if that concept actually provides a workout that's fun and engaging in a way that keeps you coming, and if it's founded in science, it becomes, you know, a long-term lifestyle choice that allows people to look and feel their best. And I guess from our perspective, you know, that's really what Orange Theory is. There are some science-based pieces of our workout that, you know, we base or we build the programming off of, namely the concept of EPOC, which is excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. And you know, that concept has been around and researched to death. And you know, it really says that if you can get your heart rate to 85% of max for, you know, 12 to 20 minutes, you'll create sort of a higher metabolic state that your body will burn fat calories at a 30% higher rate for up to 38 hours. And maybe it's not 38 hours, but it's, you know, it's certainly well post workout that you're able to burn those calories. So that's kind of the science behind it.
Now, do you find at Orange Theory, are more people willing to do it because you can go in a group and that's sometimes more motivating? Or does that, like, does it depend on the individual and they prefer an individual one because maybe they're a little bit self-conscious, or do they flourish better in a group?
You know, we do find that, Jason. It is working in a group setting has a great advantage, because when you work out with your friends and family, you've got, you can kind of hold each other accountable. You know, if you're always going with the same two or three or four people and you don't show up, they're like, you know, where were you? And so it is, you know, that whole group concept is one of the bigger movements in fitness because of the accountability side of things.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is there are some people that aren't comfortable in a group setting, and they need to work out one-on-one with a personal trainer or by themselves. And you know, that's why there's lots of different concepts out there that will work for everyone. But yeah, that group setting is certainly one of our strengths, because we can have up to 24 people in a class. You do have a personal trainer that's there and you know, helping guide you through the exercises. The class formatting is produced by a group of exercise physiologists, and it changes up every day. So you know, there is a bunch of science and work that goes into the programming. So it is very much group based, and all of our instructors are great at managing a group, and they can, you know, pick out certain individuals and help them with their form if they need, and then also you know, manage the group as a whole and use the energy of the class to sort of have everyone feed off it.
Blake McDonald from Orange Theory Fitness joins us. Now, up to 24 people, Blake, realistically, that, you know, I'm sure most classes don't max out. Are there different lengths of classes? Can you go, like, do you guys have, like, a high-intensity one that's maybe 45 minutes or one that's a little bit longer at 90? Does it vary, or are they all the same length?
We don't have anything that's under an hour. We do have a one-and-a-half-hour class format that is a little bit higher intensity. You know, we don't do those very often, and we certainly don't, you know, recommend those for beginners. I mean, I think what's really important about what we're trying to do is we try and tailor the workout for and so that it's scalable. It can be for beginners where, you know, they're in there and they're looking just for a fun and engaging workout 2 to 3 times a week. They're walking on the treadmills versus running, or maybe if they, you know, if their limbs can't take the high impact of treadmills, they're on a bike or or a stepper, and they're doing modifications for the exercises. But because of the heart rate monitoring technology and the ability of the instructors to manage a large group, we can have even like elite athletes. Like we've got like Olympic gold medalists like Mark Kennedy who are in there, and that's all they do for their fitness. And you know, it's the workout is it's through the workout they're able to push their limits every time. So it's very scalable, and you know, we really stress that we have a number of different class formats, but you know, really we make sure that we fit it to sort of your exercise or your fitness abilities.
Blake, is it similar to CrossFit or not really?
Not really. I mean, CrossFit and CrossFit is a really neat concept for people that really want to push themselves, but it is not for everyone. It is for a small segment of the population that really likes getting their ass kicked. And for us, you know, the problem with CrossFit sometimes is you can get injured because of the types of exercises that they do. Yeah, and that's kind of the stigma. And I will say that CrossFit is a great workout for someone that really enjoys that type of thing. And you know, it's for its own segment of people. But Orange Theory is an extremely scalable, and it's for that, you know, it's for the beginner, it's for the person that's looking to just, you know, have that great workout two or three times a week. It, you know, looking to lean out, maybe add a little bit of muscle, or you know, someone who's really trying to push themselves and increase their cardiovascular capabilities on a go-forward basis. So, yeah.
Blake McDonald joins us from Orange Theory Fitness. A few other quick ones for you about the – now, you guys have over 10 locations. I know you're out in St. Albert as well, as in Edmonton and all different northeast, west, and south. And you look at it, do you – like what – for a beginner, is it once a week – twice a week? Like, what are the numbers, and when do people have to ramp up, you know, to get what they're looking for?
You know, the big thing that we kind of tell people is, I mean, if you can get to two or three times a week, that's how often you should be working out, or more. But you know, people, the way the world works now, people's schedules just don't allow them to do that. And the nice thing with Orange Theory is if you come in, your programming's already, you don't have to think about what you're doing. You walk in, and if you can get a class or two in, if you can spare us a couple hours a week, you will get results. You know, obviously, the more you go, the better your results are, and you need to couple that with great nutrition as well. You know, yes. A lot of your results you're going to get is, you know, more than 50% of the results you're going to get are going to come from with food that you're putting in your body. So it's not just exercise, and you know, I think a lot of people would like to have you believe that it is, but it's simply not true. I mean, Orange Theory is. It is the fastest growing fitness brand in the world today. We have over almost 400 locations worldwide in 22 countries. In Canada, we've got 22 locations open. We'll probably open another 30 locations across Canada this year. We have 5 in Edmonton today, and a couple more coming on the horizon here. So,
now, do you guys, because you're bang on with the nutrition, I think that's the thing that gets overlooked. People want, you know, I've never bought into the people who say, hey, just work out and suddenly you're going to shred all your weight. If you're not eating properly, there's no chance it happens. Do you guys tie in a nutritional component to it?
We do. So, you know, we do focus on the fitness side of things, but we regularly hold nutrition seminars. So we have people coming in from, for example, Fresh Fit Foods or dietitians that come in. And just to answer questions for our members about, you know, what it is that they're eating, what they need to be eating, and what they need to be doing to couple with their exercise, so they're getting enough calories throughout the day, but they're understanding that, you know, there's some really key concepts that they have to make sure that they manage, like eating regularly, eating breakfast, portion control, you know, things like that. So there's definitely an educational component that we try to provide our memberships. But we're not the experts in nutrition, and we want to make sure that, you know, we provide you a great workout and a great, great experience that's lots of fun and that's engaging and that will allow you to keep coming back with a little bit of education on the side.
Have you guys ever thought of teaming up with, you know, any sort of dietitians to combine the two?
We've partnered up with Fresh Fit Foods here locally. So Fresh Fit Foods is a it's freshly prepared meals that get dropped off. We've got coolers in all of our clubs where you can go on their 21-day challenge, or you can actually You can order like a la carte meals. So if you only need your lunches or breakfast, you can have them ordered and dropped off to our clubs, and actually pick the food out of the, and get your meal, all your meals for the week if you want, actually picked up, 3 times a week. So we do partner with, Freshford Foods locally, and, you know, they're a great provider of fresh meals for our members that really allow them to both eat healthy and learn about the types of meals and the type of eating that they need to do to get results.
And we got a lot of texts coming in. What is it, if you want to start up, is it a membership fee? Is it a drop-in? What's your fees?
So, you know, we have a number of different packages. So we have, you know, for the person that doesn't want to go on a membership, we have different packages where you can buy 10, 20, or 30 sessions. And, you know, we do have memberships as well where you pay every month and you can get, for example, anywhere from 4 sessions a month to, you know, unlimited sessions per month if you want to come every day. So, you know, there's a number of different packages that are there. But essentially, you know, in terms of cost, you're looking at between $10 and $20 per session based on the package or the membership that you choose.
Blake, I appreciate your time. Continued success.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. I love the show. I'm a big fan, and I was kind of thinking that we were talking initially about what the Oilers needed to do next with the team.
If you have if you have an answer for that, please let us know.
Yeah, I don't think I do, but no. Thanks so much for the time, and love the show. And I think it's one of the best shows on the air for sure. So.